Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. October is right around the corner, and this is a bit of a funny month when it comes to promoting anything, because autumn is well and truly here. It feels very autumnal outside now. We're starting to see the leaves change on the trees, the nights are getting darker, and it probably feels like autumn is here. It's Halloween at the end of the month. And we're supposed to be right in the middle of our Christmas campaign. So what do you do? Because trying to market several different things at the same time, not only is it difficult, but it can confuse your audience because they're not entirely sure what to expect from you right now. And so, October, you kind of have to make some choices. Are you going to be promoting autumn style decor and items of clothing? Are you going to be just focusing on your Christmas campaign? Do you change and focus to Halloween? What do you do for the best? And I think for, especially when you're starting out in your crochet business, and if you just focus on one thing, it feels like you're missing out. If you don't try to sell everything to everyone, you feel like you're going to miss out on sales. But actually, what it does if you do that is you spread yourself too thin. Because it takes someone seeing your crochet multiple times before they're comfortable buying it. I mean, people get bombarded with advertisements, especially on social media. But even in our inboxes through emails, we are bombarded with newsletters and promotions. Whenever we turn on the TV, we've got ads everywhere. You watch YouTube, ads everywhere. Netflix, ads everywhere. You go outside, there's ads on the buses. We are literally bombarded with advertisements. Which means now, for someone to feel comfortable buying something new, especially if it's going to cost them quite a bit, they need to be comfortable in knowing it's the right item for them. And because of all this bombardment from all sides, people have to see it at least 27 times. And to be honest, that figure was a couple of years ago, so it's probably more now because the bombardment is so intense these days. And if you're trying to promote several different things at the same time, you're not going to get people seeing that item 27 times. You have to make a decision on what you're going to focus on. Because the saying goes in marketing, if you advertise to everyone, you're talking to no one. You have to be talking to a specific person. And October, you've got to make a choice. Are you going to focus on Christmas? Are you going to focus on autumn? Are you going to focus on Halloween? And this is going to come down to your niche and your existing product line. There is no point trying to shoehorn something in because you want to take advantage of a holiday. So if your niche is baby clothing, yes, there is a way to put Halloween in there and autumn in there and Christmas in there. But are you really going to make enough sales from something you whip up really quickly to make it worth it? Halloween is a funny old holiday. There are some people that go absolutely all in for it, and it's the biggest holiday of the year. But the majority of the population are not that bothered. But the majority of the population are bothered about Christmas. So if your niche is more goth, more the skeletons, the pumpkins, bats and all that. If that is your niche, then Halloween is the thing you focus on, absolutely. But if it's not, and you're more bright colours and rainbows, then Halloween is not the holiday for you. It doesn't make sense for you to try and switch to take advantage of it because it doesn't make sense for your niche. When it comes to holidays and kind of events coming up, not everything is going to fit our niche. It's the same for Valentine's. Yes, some people go all out and spend a lot of money on it. A lot of people don't. But if the lovey-dovey theme doesn't fit your niche, so if you're more Halloween-centred, yes, you could get a few sales from people who want kind of goth, dark-inspired Halloween gifts. But for the majority of people, that's not going to be a thing. So do you go for it? Do you not? Same if it's you're into baby nursery decor. Valentine's doesn't make sense. For Halloween, some people might want to have a little bit of Halloween decor in their baby's nursery, but they're probably not going to want something that's expensive because it's only going to be up for a week or so. And it comes down to this decision making of knowing your audience. Are your audience going to be interested? Or is it going to be like a 2-minute distraction that actually could cost you more sales by taking the foot off your Christmas marketing? And what about autumn? Autumn in general. Again, people like to change their decor. Pumpkins are hugely popular. And a lot of people are doing craft events in October will be taking pumpkins to sell. And great. If that's what you're doing and that's what's going to sell, then great, go for it. But if it's not part of your niche, if it's not part of what you do, if you're not doing any events that are going to be popular for autumn decor, then is there any point? Is taking the foot off your Christmas promotion actually going to pay off? Possibly not. Possibly your best bet is to keep on going with just the Christmas promotion. Ignore autumn, ignore Halloween. But this is what makes October such a funny month. You've got three options available to you as to what you can promote this month. But what you choose could cost you sales from the other things. And so you've got a choice to make. And sometimes it comes to, if you just love making pumpkins, but it's not your niche, is that a personal decision or is that a business decision? Because to be successful in business, you have to be business-headed, hard-headed sometimes, and make the decision that is best for your long-term success. And autumn and October, in particular, test that no end. Your niche is going to dictate this. Your audience is going to dictate this. Are they interested in seeing autumn-style pieces in your promo? Are they going to be interested in Halloween themed things and gifts and decor? Or are they more likely to keep buying those Christmas gifts so they can keep spreading that cost ready for December? This is where knowing your audience really comes in. Do you have anything prepared? Because if you don't have anything prepared by now, you're probably too late. Being able to put something together fast enough to take advantage of this month and get all that promo done and make the sales worth it. Time has passed. You should have had all that ready by now. But if you do have things ready, if you have designs that you can bring back from previous years, then you have that choice to make. If you have had your crochet business for a few years, or even just a full year, what happened last year? Were people interested in autumn stuff? Were they interested in Halloween stuff? Or were they just keep buying stuff to collect for Christmas? Or maybe you've got a completely different type of business and these three are not an issue. and you just carry on selling what you've done all year. Looking back at what's happened in previous years can really help you with that decision. If you haven't got anything prepared for autumn or Halloween, that automatically makes your decision because now it's too late, so you just keep on focusing on Christmas sales. But whichever you choose, see it through. Don't try and focus on all three because it confuses your audience and it means that they don't see your crochet enough to make that sale. Because remember, 27 times, that's how many times they're going to see it. Will you be able to show off all three 27 times and not just 27 posts on social media? Because not every single one of your followers is going to see every single one of your posts. They're only going to see a small percentage in their feed unless they come looking for you or unless they are a really avid follower who checks in on you every day. They're not going to see all your posts. Chances are they're only going to see a small fraction, which means if you're trying to market all three things, you're simply not going to get in front of them enough to show everything up. Now, if you're doing email marketing, you still got the same problem because unless you're sending out an email every single day, you're not going to get enough promotion out there to do all three. You can get enough out there to focus on one of them, and you don't have to send in an email every single day. Email marketing is a little bit different. If you've been consistent up to now and then showing them your new collection for this month, you can make sales from that because it's already a warmed up audience. They've already told you they're interested and they may jump straight on it. But when it comes to social media, you've got a lot more work to do. You've got to post a lot more. If you're using things like Pinterest, well, to market for October, you should have been posting 3 to 6 months ago. So Pinterest does not work for the short term, but Instagram, Reels, TikTok, YouTube, they absolutely can. And so it really depends on how you promote your crochet. Now, I don't suggest you start all these. Work with what you already have. But this promotional thing of 27 times, that's going to factor into your decision. Can you show off your crochet enough before Halloween and enough to take advantage of the autumn season, enough to make switching your promo worth it? Are you going to bring in those sales? Only you know that. Only you know your audience. Only you know how many sales you usually make. But there is also nothing wrong with ignoring autumn, ignoring Halloween, and just carrying on with your regular promotion. You do not have to copy anyone else. You do not have to jump on a bandwagon. Everyone's business will be different. What everyone's going to focus on to sell is going to be different. And how you're going to go about that is different. You and your crochet are unique to you. And your audience follows you because it's you. So don't worry what everyone else is doing. Make sure you do what is right for you and make that choice that makes sense for your brand, your niche, your business, and your audience. So if you would like to get more crochet tips straight into your inbox, then make sure you sign up to our newsletter at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe. We can click the link beneath the podcast. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.